and I've been speaking to a man who is building a better greenhouse. Dr. Redwan Shukriala is a senior scientist of horticulture at the Institute of Biosaline Agriculture here in the UAE, also known as ICBAR. And he and his team have spent the past 6 years developing a more energy and water efficient greenhouse. And he began by explaining to me what was so different about it.
First, it's a closed greenhouse compared to the normal open greenhouse. The second thing is we're trying to recuperate the water that are transpired by the plants. And we know that most of the water that we give to the plants for growing, 95% is used only for transpiration. So that's the reason we would like to bring it back and try to condensate it. So the idea is it's the greenhouse is not producing only vegetables, but also producing water.
Now, as I understand it, this greenhouse uses 90% less water and 50% less energy. Without getting too scientific, do you want to talk to us about the process of how you actually harness that water that the plants give off?
The system we use is basically when the plant transpire, it increases the humidity inside the greenhouse. So we use a simple system that you use in your closet to condensate your humidity. So we use a desiccant. So the desiccant will take out the humidity and store it during the day. During the night, when the temperature cooled down compared to the day, then the desiccant will be evaporated and condensated on the plastic which is covering the greenhouse.
Tell me about chemicals. What do these new greenhouses mean for the amount of chemicals that are used in food production?
Yeah, the fact they are closed means that you don't have that much insect getting in. And also the fact that you're controlling the humidity by using desiccant, you're reducing the development of fungi. So that's also an advantage of these greenhouses. You use less pesticide, so you have less residue on your crops, so you have a healthy crops. That's also an advantage of this type of greenhouse.
How much of a game changer is this? What could this mean for food sustainability?
Well, I think we know we are in a region where water is very scarce. So any drop we can come back and recuperate would be a good thing. So all the process that allow us to reduce the water consumption allow us to sustain our agriculture system. So that's the reason we're trying to find any technology that allow us to reduce the water consumption, but increase the productivity. So what we say, more crop with less drop.
The UAE currently imports 80% of its food. If these greenhouses were deployed on a large scale, how much could we realistically bring that down?
We are at the stage of development, but I think if anything happened and we succeed to disseminate the system, I think it will help a lot in terms of increasing productivity by, I would say, 5 times the way we are doing now. Because most of the cropping that we're doing, it's in the open field. People are doing some greenhouse production that are developed here in the region. But this will increase more the productivity. The reason for that, it's when you have a closed system, you can inject CO2. And when you inject CO2, you increase your photosynthesis, so your productivity is increased by 3 to 4 to 5 times.
What does it make the most sense to grow here in the UAE?
What is daily consumed, basically. So usually we consume a lot of leafy vegetables. We consume a lot of cucumbers. It's GCC countries, not only UAE, consume a lot of cucumbers. But also tomatoes, peppers, and all the kind of vegetables. Because so far, I think GCC is importing a lot of this, and particularly the UAE. But I think we could possibility now with the development of the greenhouse, and also with the a system that we're also developing within ICBA, a very simple system that could be adapted by local farmers and small farmers. It's using net house instead of using a plastic house. Because the climate is fantastic here during the winter. So you can grow what you cannot grow in other areas. So that's, I think, this very cheap technology, very simple technology, also could contribute a lot to the crop productivity.
So what stage of development are you at, and what needs to happen to produce these greenhouses at scale?
Well, I think our major constraint now is the cost, because the cost is almost 3 to 4 times the normal greenhouse. So we're trying to reduce the cost. Once we reduce the cost, then I think we're starting to do some upscaling. But as I said, there is always simple technology. By the time you come up with more sophisticated technology, I think we need at least 6 years before we can go to the field.
What makes them so expensive?
Well, because first of all, it's the system that we're using, okay? The other things is the fact that you have to find the special plastic. It's not the normal plastic, because the plastic we're using, something that will not let the water which condensate to drop, but it will circulate. So it's a very special plastic which is more expensive. So maybe technology will come up with something very cheap. We're also trying to reduce the cost of the desiccant, and also to try to see how we can manage within the greenhouse to make a much more efficiency in using the whole volume. So we're thinking also to do what we call vertical production instead of only flat production.
Plants up walls?
Well, depends on the crops. Not all the crops you could do it vertically, but quite a bit of crops you could do it vertically.
And have you had much international interest in what you've been developing?
Yes. We're working with close collaboration with FAO, which is the Food Agriculture Organization. We're working also with different international institutions. So we're hoping to collaborate with other universities, and particularly in Saudi Arabia, particularly because also they're interested in the system. So I think a lot of people in the GCC country will be very much interested. And once it happens, I think it will be at what we call a blue revolution instead of a green revolution.